This is The View from 22 from The Spectator. Subscribe from just £1 a week at spectator.co.uk.
Welcome to a special edition of The Spectator's View from 22 podcast. I'm Isabel Harbin, I'm joined by James Forsyth, and we've just come out of George Osborne's speech at the Conservative Party conference. James, what did you make of the speech?
Well, I thought it was a politically bold speech in that he has told several million working households in Britain that they are going to lose money because there's going to be a freeze on a whole string of benefits. Now, the Chancellor's political team believe that this is a gamble worth taking because they think that the public will respond to the honesty and that the question now arises for Labour and the Liberal Democrats of what would they do instead. They keep saying that the most important fact in British politics is that you still need these £25 billion more of cuts, and where are they going to come from? They say, you know, look, there's no point in pussyfooting around with measures like a 1% increase in child benefit that saves, you know, a couple of hundred million quid and that's it. But this is politically very daring because it hits a group of voters who people regard as absolutely crucial to the result of the next election. You know, people in working households, but not on huge amounts of money.
What I think is really interesting also is that they seem to predicate their belief that they can be bold and honest in this speech on the polling, which shows that the public is quite comfortable with further cuts. Actually, as you say, that doesn't necessarily tally with those who are in key marginals, who feel their lives can't get any better under the current government already. And the government is, well, the Conservative part of the government is just turning around and saying, well, actually, we're going to take away some of your money. It's not quite the same group of polling voters,
well,
is it?
The thing that it makes me think is that there is some big, you are the animal expert, but there's some big, optically large breed of rabbit, perhaps the ones that they've been breeding in North Korea to feed a hungry population, that David Cameron is going to pull out of a hat on Wednesday, because otherwise I feel it's a bit politically unbalanced, unless there's something there, whether it's on the income tax rates, minimum wage or tax thresholds. Without something like that, I feel it's a little bit politically unbalanced. Now, the Osborne team would point you to this measure they've taken on corporate tax avoidance to stop companies, check with the lawyers on whether we could say this, but companies, the popular technology companies that are household names, from limiting their tax liabilities. And they suggest that stopping this thing that they call the double Irish and other anti-avoidance measures are going to end up saving billions of pounds. And that's the counterweight to what they've announced in terms of benefits.
But that doesn't really work, does it? Because it's not individuals who they're hitting. It's not the wealthy individuals. It's multinational companies. And there are individuals who will be hit by this measure, which is freezing working age benefits, whereas there won't be individuals who are hit by anything that George Osborne announced. The only thing that really affects them in his speech was his decision to abolish the 55% tax rate on pension pots that families can pass on down to their children, which it's not a hit, it's a benefit. So actually, as you say, there needs to be something that balances that out, because otherwise it's very difficult for him to claim, as he did again today, that we're all in this together.
Yeah, I mean, and I think there is going to be something in that you kind of get a sense in these things when they're waiting for something else is coming. I mean, and if not, it will be very odd bit of politics, because all the language, I mean, we all forget this now because the reckless defection knocked all this off the front pages, but all the language going into this conference was from the Tory high command was, you're going to see the benefits for hard-working taxpayers of sticking with the long-term economic plan, that this is going to go from being a long-term economic plan for the country to a long-term economic plan for you, while as the measures George Osborne announced today are probably right for the country, but they're going to be very difficult for individual voters.
One thing I did think was interesting, which was a shift in the language that Osborne used to talk about people on benefits. There was no more talk of scroungers or people who were claiming more they were entitled to. Partly that was because actually this is going to hit working families. But also he seems to have moved away from the slightly crude language that some people found a little bit uncomfortable about people on benefits, as though they were taking more than they deserved. It was just about the really difficult decision that was in front of him and the fact that he had no alternative, and that now there was a choice between a government that was going to be honest about the deficit and a party that didn't want to talk about it to the extent that its leader forgot to mention it.
I mean, they definitely feel that there's been a political opening by the fact that Labour didn't do very much on the deficit. I mean, not only did Miliband forget it in the speech, but Labour didn't announce any kind of series, didn't announce their offer on cuts. So I think they feel like they have got permission to go further. Intriguingly, there is a suggestion that having tested these messages, they're not unpopular. So we will have to see. I mean, maybe
they've tested those messages with, though. If they've tested them with the voters who Lord Ashcroft has polled in marginals, it would be interesting to see if they've actually done that. What did you think of the speech itself, of the way it was crafted, of the key messages in it?
I think it's a classic. I mean, it's a classic George Osborne speech in that it's trying to depict the Tories as the party of the future. He kept saying, choose the future. I mean, that was the kind of refrain of the speech. Security, in terms of, you know, stick with us, we'll see you right. And I thought the other thing was that was very striking about it was the desire. He had to portray them as a party of prosperity and jobs. I think this is how they think. That they think that by making the economy central to everything, that's how they win. I mean, that was an interesting attack on Labour on the NHS, saying, well, if you can't run the economy, you can't fund the NHS.